when people call about getting axles, I say, oh, yeah, that's a bearing buddy. And I said, no, it's not a bearing buddy, because bearing buddies are usually used on boat trailers, and the safety lube is as well, but the bearing buddies are just a fancy dust cap that has a spring release in it, and it's got a grease nipple on it. So when you pump grease in, I believe it starts to move as the pressure builds up. And I think the theory is that to avoid forcing grease through the bearing seal on the inside and getting into the brakes, I think that's what's supposed to happen. I don't know how good they are, but you know, who knows? To me, I think getting the grease down to the inner bearing first makes more sense. But you know, you have to take care. Certainly, I have been told that it can be better if you actually get the wheel off the ground and spin the wheel as you're pumping the grease into it to help it channel its way out.
Yeah, I think Dexter's, I have that on mine. I ordered it with it, but I've never used it. I think they call it Easy Lube.
Right.
And when I watched read some documentation on it. It's like there's a channel from where you put the gun, the nipple. There's a channel that looks like it goes, you know, through the spindle to the back, and then it pushes the grease out through the front. So you can, as you pump, you can see like the dirty grease come out and stop when you see the clean grease. That makes sense?
Yep.
But like I always heard, like you're talking about, like you're, if you put too much in there, you end up blowing out the inner bushing. And you wouldn't notice it because it's on the inside. I mean, is that a real worry?
Well, it is a real worry. I mean, you don't want to put too much in anyway, because you got to remember, you know, it's going to get warm in there and things expand. But it's certainly a lot easier than taking the thing completely apart or wondering what's going on. Because even when you pull a dust cap off, you're only going to see the grease on the outer bearing. You're not going to see what's going on the inner bearing.
Yeah. And the whole point of doing the whole bearing job is so you can actually see the bearings and how they're worn, right?
Sure. So it's not recommended that, you know, you only use safety lube spindle and never disassemble and flush them out. We actually did a client's trailer a month or so ago, I guess. He wanted new axles, but he had disc brakes and whatnot, so he wanted to maintain those. So I said, no problem. We got him new beams, and he wanted new bearings and whatnot, so we got all that and seals, etc. And when we took his hubs apart and took the old races out, because when you're changing bearings, you don't just change the bearing, you change the race as well. We were surprised because this gentleman had purchased this trailer new in 1998, I think it was, and he took very good care of the bearings. He was greasing them constantly, da da da. But even then, we found two of the inner bearings that were rusty and had pits and whatnot in the races, and the bearings themselves were kind of, you run them, they don't run smooth, you know, they kind of feels like it's going down a bumpy road.
Right.
And he was actually really surprised when, you know, because we washed out everything to see how bad they really were. And I gave him the good old ones as spares that you could put in a Ziploc bag and, you know, put in his toolbox somewhere for potential disasters later on if need be, or maybe he's on a caravan with somebody else that needs bearings. But, we were really kind of surprised because he had taken excellent care of this trailer. He would keep it inside when he wasn't using it. You know, he towed the thing to Florida every winter for a couple months and would come home and then put it away again. So I was really kind of surprised. But that comes from water getting inside the bearings and sitting and rusting the races and the bearings. So these safety lube or easy lube or whatever, the whole concept there from a marine perspective anyway, when these boat trailers get submerged all the time, it's a means